You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the week four mailbag. The Broncos are headed to Tampa this weekend to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But before then, let's get into the mailbag with a couple of questions. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with a question from Julio Wegel, who asks, now that J.J. Watt is injured and out for a while, is Von Miller a lock for Defensive Player of the Year? What does he need to achieve this season to earn this award? Who is his main competition? Well, I'm not going to say that anyone after three games is a lock. So let's bring all that back down to reality for a little bit. We are still at a relatively embryonic stage of the season. So, no, not he's not a lock. No one's a lock. I mean, right now, he's starting to make a good case, but it's only been three games. So let's chill on that talk. But that said, five sacks in three games, very impressive. He's on what would be a league record pace, although we'll see if that can be sustained as teams, you know, chip him a little bit more, especially with DeMarcus Ware out for the next few weeks. So let's see what happens there. But he certainly seems to be putting all the pieces together to have an MVP-type season if he can sustain it for the entire year. Primary competition, well, you know, if J.J. Watt's going to miss some time, I think if you're looking right now at the way things could go, the primary competition will be Luke Kuechly in Carolina. Certainly, he's a dominant linebacker. Von Miller, I think he can get there. I think he's got an MVP season in him. It may be this year, but to say that he's a lock, whoa. Let's just bring that back a little bit. Let's just say he's off to a good start. He's playing very well. He's playing perhaps the best football of his career, but let's not go beyond that. Our next question, we go beyond MVP. We go to Hall of Fame, potentially, from @ThirdEye84 on Twitter. Asking you to project a bit here, which current Broncos do you believe will someday be in the Hall of Fame? Well, Von Miller certainly is starting to make a good case. If he does add a Defensive Player of the Year award to his resume, then you're starting to talk about a resume that may get him to Canton, even if nothing else happens beyond that. It's funny. J.J. Watt mentioned the first question. I argue he's already a Hall of Famer because he's a three-time Defensive Player of the Year. DeMarcus Ware, I think, is the one that you can feel the most secure about having a Hall of Fame case. Already among the sack leaders, has big playoff performances, as we saw last January and February, has a Super Bowl ring. I think if DeMarcus Ware walked away tomorrow, he would walk away a Hall of Famer. And beyond that, it's really, really out there. There's guys who could be on a Hall of Fame trajectory if they continue their play. You know, Demaryius Thomas, let's say he keeps racking up the numbers he's racked up for another 5 or 6 years, then you could be talking about a Canton-worthy resume. I think you could say the same thing for Aqib Talib. If Talib keeps on making big plays, if he can have another all-pro appearance or two, he could be in the mix. But at the same time, you know, this is year 9 for Aqib Talib. So, you know, you could say he's probably on the downside of his career. There may be a transition to safety at some point in the future, as a lot of great cornerbacks have to do to stay in the game and stay at a high level. So really, you start with DeMarcus Ware. I think Von Miller is headed in the right direction, but needs a lot more work. Beyond that, way too early to tell. Thanks for the questions. If you want to on next week's mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Please find me on Twitter as well. I'm @MaceDenver, and you can use the hashtag AskMace to send me a question. Till next week, take care and thanks for watching.